kingdoms?
Pox looked away, watching the swift water tumble and swirl between smooth rocks. She thought she saw the quick metallic flash of a fish.
Lady, she said, I would not dwell on those days. They are better forgotten than sung. Nor can any human tell a whole tale. Only the gods know all of it.
Would you truly forget your torments? We owe you much, Poxenarian, paladin of Gerd. If you wish, we can fill your mind with joy and erase every scar that reminds you of that pain.
Pox shook her head, meeting the lady's eyes once more. No, I thank you for the thought of that gift, but what I am now, what I can do, comes from that. The things that were so bad, that hurt so. If I forget them, if I forget such things still happen, how can I help others? My scars prove that I know myself what others suffer.
Wisely said, she replied. Though an elf need see no scar to know what you are and what you have done. But we must make some song of you for your service to our king.
Let it be imagined, from what you know of the Master of Torments, it is much the same, I dare say, wherever and whenever men desire power and the use of power on others.
You can tell at least how you escaped and how you came to be here.
Pox laughed, suddenly and unaccountably eased. I could, if I knew. She related briefly Arvid's confused and incredible tale, adding, Thieves lie, as everyone knows, and tales of wonder grow quickly. But Liart's brand changed to this. She touched the circle on her brow.
But you arrived with a cohort of the king's own mercenaries and a band of yeomen. How was that?
Pox explained about meeting Doran in Westbells and the journey east, and finding the apathetic marshal in Darkon Edge. When she had finished, the lady nodded.
So the servants of evil forged in their own fires a weapon to defeat them. That makes a well-rounded song. Falkyri, through all his years, took whatever came to him of good and used it well, learning kingship without a kingdom. You did the same, learning what good you could of all you met, even a quokkin.
Her smile took the sting out of that.
Truly, the high gods will be pleased with this day's work, Poxenarian. The forest Teig is clean. From here to Leonia.
What? Asked Pox, startled.
You saw what happened before we came, all the unclean things that ran from the forest?
Pox thought of the Folokai and Gibbas and nodded.
Those cannot abide the touch of our kingdoms. So when I rode there and brought, as I must, the elven home light with me, they fled.
They were fleeing you? Pox asked.
Even so, but they are dangerous in their fear.
And beyond the forest barrier, was that you?
No. You asked the Quokgani to rouse the Tagin for you. The Quokgan, who holds the barrier west of this valley, will speak to you when you wish.
Pox could feel the blood leaving her face. The Quokgan who... The lady laughed gently.
And what did you think would happen if you roused the Teig?
Pox fought her muddled head.
I thought, I suppose, that it would let him know if evil neared, would protect him.
And so it has. But you asked a Quokkan. He has done this in his way. I do not interfere with the shepherds of trees.
She looked past Pox, toward the western side of the valley. Then she smiled again.